A pious man was deep in prayer on a beach overlooking the Pacific Ocean in Santa Barbara. Suddenly, he heard an authoritative voice coming from the heavens. The Lord said, "Because you have tried to be faithful to me in all ways, I will grant you one wish." The man thought about it for a while, then said this: "Will you build a big bridge to Hawaii so that I can drive over anytime I want?" The Lord said, "That is a very materialistic request, and it would be an enormous undertaking. Think of the support needed to reach the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, and all the concrete and the steel would be required. I could do it, but it's difficult for me to justify your desire for worldly things. Take a little more time and think of something else that would honor and glorify me." So the man went home and thought about something more, and then finally said, "Lord, I wish that I could understand my wife. I want to know how she feels inside, what she is thinking when she gives me the silent treatment, why she cries, what she means when she's saying nothing is wrong, and how can I make a woman truly happy?" And the Lord said, "You want a two-lane or four lanes of the bridge?" I truly believe that God is pleased to receive our worship service. Amen? Especially last Easter Sunday was a spirit moving worship service. It was not because we had a special program in the worship service, but it was because we pour our heart into the worship. We showed throughout the worship our love to God. That's why the worship service was a spirit-moving worship service. That's what worship is about, right? Among many aspects of faith, worship is the most important part of our faith. Because of the place, worship is the place we affirm the presence of God. Worship is the place where we can show our heart to our Creator. Amen? Oh, come on. Think about it. Since the beginning of the time, the core value of faithful life of the people of God was around the worship service. People received blessings through the worship. Abraham, Jacob, Solomon, they received abundant blessings from God through the worship service. And the first murder killing occurred over the worship service. Cain and Abel. The Holy Spirit came to people as tongues of fire in the worship service. Amazing history has taken place through the worship service. My friends, our God, our Creator is here, receiving our heart through this worship. Let us be sincere and participate in this worship service. We all know worship is not a noun. Worship is a proactive verb. It's not like you watching the worship service as a spectator, but proactively you engage in this worship service. How much we put our heart into the worship service, then we receive tremendous blessings throughout this worship. That's the message of today. You reap whatever you sow. Right? Reap? I practice the whole week. Reap. Reap. In verse 7 and 8, do not deceive. God is not mocked. For you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. It's a simple logic. I mean, it's easy to understand, right? But in many times, we overlook the concept of it. You reap whatever you sow. Everyone wants to have a good result of their life, but they overlook the sowing part, investment part. So nothing put it in, but expecting a good result. Especially in our faith, we don't acknowledge or don't think as a serious. Put it in. Invest in our faith. In Matthew chapter 25, my favorite chapter, verse 42 through 45. For I was hungry, you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these. Least of these, you did not do it to me. Nothing to put it in, but expecting a good result in our faith. Gospel of John, chapter 13, 34. Jesus said this, I gave you a new commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. Think about this word, just as I have loved you. Which means our Lord Jesus Christ invested love for us. Our Lord Jesus Christ sowed true love for us. And then he's expecting reap love from us. That's why he used this word commandment. Commandment. In the past, people put it in a different things. In the past, it's eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, right? In Exodus chapter 21, if any harm follows, then you shall give life for life, eye for eyes, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. So you just basically put it exactly what outcome comes. But Jesus said, it's a new commandment that you love one another, just as I have loved you. This is new commandment. This is the commandment that Jesus Christ already invested love for us. So we should do the same. That's what Jesus Christ said. We need to invest love for reaping love. Just as God practiced amazing love for me, because of the outcome is definitely for us, and we should be able to love one another. Do you know the story of a woman who had a bleeding problem for 12 years? You know, in the Gospels, Synoptic Gospels, all three of them had contained this amazing story of a woman. But her name is not even mentioned in the story. When this woman heard that Jesus was coming, and she decided to approach Jesus, going through all this crowd and try to meet Jesus. Think about it. At the time of Jesus, this bleeding problem is considered as sinful illnesses. That means if this woman touched somebody, that somebody will, the sin is passing the person. So people tried not to get closer to this woman, but this woman went through all this crowd, tried to meet Jesus. She could have stoned death by the crowd. So basically, she invested, she sold her life for reaping the true healing from Jesus Christ. How do we know she invested? That's what Jesus said. Right after the healing, Jesus said, "Your faith made you well." Your faith made you well. She put everything into this, and then she received the true healing from Jesus Christ. Whatever you sow, you will reap. As we went through this 40 days of Lenten journey and the Holy Week, and we celebrate Easter last Sunday, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we meditate the suffering of Jesus Christ, the death of Jesus Christ, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Think about it. Why God did that? Why God came to us and took the cross? That's what God invested. God sowed the love in us through the cross. God invested life in us. God invested love in us so that we can receive new life, eternal life, so that we can receive the true love of God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, what are you investing? What are you sowing in your life in order to expect the result? Apostle Paul stated in verse 8, "If you sow your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the spirit, you will reap eternal life from the spirit." It's a simple, It's very simple logic. But ask yourself what you are sowing in your life. One of the famous scripture verses in Matthew chapter 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. It's a sowing and reap. It's an amazing investment method, isn't it? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Invest this, the kingdom of God, of his righteousness, and then we will, all these other things will be given to you. That's amazing investment. I'm not really a good investor, but I think it's a good investment method. If you sow hate, in your relationship, what will come out? The fruit of hate will come out to your relationship. If you sow love in your relationship, the fruit of love will be appeared in your relationship. That's a logic. My brothers and sisters in Christ, what are you sowing in your life? What are you feeding in your life? Is there love or hate? If you sow life, then you will receive life, eternal life. Talk to the children this morning. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Sow life and reap life. If you sow gratitude, the fruit of gratitude will be appeared in your life. So whatever you sow, you will also reap. I really sincerely pray that all of us just take a look at our lives. What I'm really feeding in my life. What direction I'm heading. What's the sowing? The love? Hate? Life? The ripe fruit of hate and love. All this, whatever you feed, whatever you sow, will also reap in your life. Last Friday, I was able to visit Didre at the hospital. And it was not on my sermon, but what Didre told me was really kind of warmed in my heart. I love my church family. That's what she said. I love my church family. Because she saw love in this church community. And she's receiving love. The time that she desperately needs love and support, she's receiving it. That's why she's so gratitude. Be thankful for your prayers, your encouraging messages, your love. Whatever you sow, you will also reap. Let us pray. God, we thank you for the message you've given us. We knew whatever we sow will also reap. But And many times, God, we feed, we invest hate instead of love. Help us, God, to look at our lives so that we can find you, your love, your life that you already invested in us. Help us to fully embrace the true love that you saw in us. And help us to sow the love for our neighbors and friends and families so that we can live the love and life that you've given us each and every day. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please stand for closing hymn?